I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. Firefighters working on the Grizzly Creek fire have been using new technology to help them. Brad Schmidt is with the Research and Development Office at the Colorado State Fire Agency. At the start of the Grizzly Creek fire, Schmidt and his team deployed a firefighter tracking app called the Team Awareness Kit, or TAC. The app provides a current map of the fire and locations of firefighters. Schmidt says the idea is to give crews on the ground a more accurate picture of their surroundings.
Saving lives and improving firefighter safety is a huge part of this. And you can imagine at night on a fire, being able to know what's going on, where all the other resources are, where the fire is, just gets that much harder.
Schmidt says they're still in the pilot phase and are adapting the app to meet firefighters' needs. This includes being able to operate on low battery power, since crews don't always have access to charging stations. Schmidt says the app is one of several new technologies his team has deployed during the Grizzly Creek fire, including solar-powered cameras installed around Glenwood Canyon that give real-time footage of the fire. As of last night, the fire is still 83% contained, with no new acreage growth for 8 days in a row. School districts across our region are grappling with how to connect low-income students with internet access, as many classes go online. Colorado is at least one state in our region that's now funding broadband options. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports.
Colorado is investing $2 million of federal coronavirus relief funds to provide internet for rural, low-income, and minority students. School districts have flexibility in how to use the funds. In some areas, it might mean purchasing internet hotspots. In others, it might be upgrading infrastructure. The state also referenced a number of partnerships with broadband providers to make internet accessible. Roxana Verasa is a Spanish-speaking mom in Denver who applauds the measure. Verasa says there were times when her two kids couldn't do schoolwork because they lacked internet. It was just too expensive at $30 a week. But then Xfinity offered her a $10 a month option. Verasa says she still uses that same internet and it saved her children's education. Colorado officials say this is one of several steps the state hopes to take to close the digital divide. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Colorado voters are getting another chance to watch the U.S. Senate candidates square off in a debate ahead of the November election. Capitol reporter Scott Bronze has more.
Former Governor John Hickenlooper and Republican Senator Cory Gardner have agreed to debate in Denver on October 9th, right as voters start getting their ballots in the mail. The event is one of only two debates both have agreed to, with the other taking place in Pueblo a week earlier. Meanwhile, voters may not have an opportunity to see a debate in the state's other closely watched congressional race. Democrat Diane Mitchbush, who is running to represent the 3rd congressional district, cited the coronavirus pandemic as her reason for skipping a debate in Grand Junction. Her Republican opponent, Lauren Boebert, is also not going, leaving the two with no debates scheduled before the election. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.